Hi, beautiful soul, and today I want to share with you some inspiration to help you to connect with your loved ones on the other side. I'm an angel medium, meaning that I communicate with and bring messages from your celestial guides. But over the years, I've had the privilege and honor of receiving many messages from my clients from their loved ones in spirit. This is because the same intuitive channels and methods that I use for angel communication can be used to contact loved ones beyond the veil too. It's just like tuning your radio to a completely different frequency. The angels can be a great help when building that connection with your loved ones. If you ask, they will enhance your intuitive awareness, faith, and receptivity, which are all big elements to receiving signs and messages from your loved ones beyond the veil. You can ask your angels right now to help you to feel the presence of your loved ones and to bring your attention to the signs and messages that they're sending you. Archangel Azrael is particularly helpful with helping you to create a bridge of love between yourself and those who are on the other side. Even with a strong faith in the spiritual realm, the grief of physical separation from someone that you love can feel unbearable at times. Emotional heaviness of any kind can temporarily cloud your spiritual connection and make it feel impossible to connect with the other side, which is why receiving signs from a loved one in heaven is so incredibly comforting and healing for anyone who is grieving. What if I told you that connecting to your loved one need not be difficult after all? What if you could make communicating with your loved one a part of your everyday life? You don't have to be a trained medium to receive comforting signs. Your loved ones are with you, even when you can't sense it on a physical level. They try very hard to let you know when they're with you. They're often closest around significant dates, celebrations, anniversaries, and when you get together with other members of your family. In this article, I want you to learn some of the ways your loved ones communicate with you, and this will make you more aware, and probably you'll realize that you're already receiving some signs of their presence. I'm writing this from a personal experience of loss as much as from my professional perspective as an angel medium. This time of year is particularly significant to me because my lovely dad passed away on the 31st of October in 2006. I lost my soulmate dog, Bear, in December of 2018, and I've lost a close auntie around this time of year too. I was traveling last week, so before setting off on the 2-hour flight and 5-hour drive, I sat quietly and I sent love to my dad, asking him to send me some clear signs. I wasn't disappointed. The signs I received were amazing and gave me a very strong knowing that he was with me. Asking for signs and sending love in a light meditative state is a great way to invite a connection with both your angels and your loved ones. It's important to be open and let go of how and when the sign will appear and not try to control the experience because this will always block you. You don't want to miss a sign because you're overly focused on what you think should happen. If you're looking to make a connection with your loved ones, here are some signs that you can look out for. Number one, butterflies. Butterflies are a popular sign from loved ones because they symbolize metamorphosis and transition. But how do you know if it's only any old butterfly or if it's a significant one to your loved one in heaven? You know that a butterfly or any sign is a genuine sign because it will show up in an unusual way and in divine timing. You might see a high volume of signs, or you might see butterflies that behave differently, like landing on you or getting really close. You might see butterflies in an unusual place or at the wrong time of year. I'm from Jersey, an island in the English Channel, and the weather in October is always very cold. And butterflies don't normally appear until the warmer months. The morning my dad passed away, it was chilly and grey. A butterfly was spotted fluttering against the bathroom window by a family member. It then followed her as she walked into another room, fluttering against that window for a long time too. Number two, names. Your loved one will let you know that they're around by sending you their name, initials, or nickname. This will appear at significant times or in unusual ways. You might coincidentally meet people with that name, or you'll see your loved one's initials or name or symbol on trucks, t-shirts, registration plates, or anywhere, and these signs appear in front of you. You might overhear someone yelling out your loved one's name, or you might hear their name in your mind when you're not expecting it. Personal signs. You might have a particular sign that means something to you and reminds you of your loved one. Something unique but meaningful. It could be a song, a certain word, a flower, a bird, an animal, anything. One of mine for my dad is sunflowers. Sunflowers show up randomly, usually when I'm feeling vulnerable, celebrating, or missing my dad. When I got on my super early flight last week, I found I was upgraded to business. Then a woman walked by me with a sunflower on her t-shirt. I knew it was a sign that my dad was behind that upgrade and he was with me on this trip. When I hired a house a few years ago for a photo shoot, my website, that house owners had left me a huge bunch of sunflowers. They had no way of knowing that those flowers were significant to me. Seeing them soothed my nerves about the photo shoot. Number four, electronic interference. Did you know that our loved ones in spirit can get our attention through electronic and technical interference? TVs, stereos, lights, and other equipment flicker, switch on or off randomly without any help. They may cause static, crackling randomly, old electronics coming back to life. These are all signs that your loved one is around. The main light in my healing room kept blowing out and eventually gave up completely a few years ago. It hadn't worked for 12 months, but the electrician could never find the problem. I eventually gave up trying to replace globes and I used lamps instead. Then one day, a lovely woman came in for a healing. She wanted to know about a dear friend who had died suddenly and tragically in her presence. While we were discussing the possibility that he was around her, suddenly the broken light turned itself on and it stayed on for the full session. After she left, I never got it to work again. It turned off. Number five, dreams. Dream visitations can be life-changing and they can help you to heal your grief in a moment. In visitation dreams, your loved one comes to you to tell you that they're okay and they love you. The dream is always positive, emotional, and feels very, very real because it is. The memory of this dream will stay with you for a long time, unlike most dreams which fade away quickly after you wake up. Like all signs and messages from our loved ones in heaven, these visitations are usually brief and to the point, wanting only to let you know that they are okay and that life goes on beyond the transition that we call death. This list isn't exhaustive at all. The best signs are unexpected and creative in ways that you cannot imagine. You can't force a visitation, a dream, or a sign. You can only be open to the possibility and be willing to set aside doubt from your skeptical ego. There are some safe and simple steps you can take to open yourself even more to the presence of your loved ones and get more signs and messages. I can teach you these steps at some of my classes and programs. Would you like to receive more signs and messages from your loved ones in spirit and learn how the angels can help you to build that bridge and release grief and other heavy emotions? You can join me at the upcoming Connect with Your Loved Ones in Spirit class. Use the link below or check my attunements page. I also teach these methods at my Angel Communication Practitioner program. I'll show you how to open and develop your psychic channels to connect with your angels, guides, and loved ones. I'll teach you to receive clear signs and detailed guidance and give you the skills and intuitive practices that professionals use. I'll open enrollment again very soon. Connect me for more information or use the link, look for Angel Communication Practitioner Program on my menu. You can also book a private reading with me to receive a message from your loved ones and your angels. That's also on my website under Work With Me. I hope that you found this article helpful. I'd love you to leave me a comment, share it with your friends or someone you know needs it. And I can't wait to see you at one of my upcoming classes. Angel blessings.